Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When it comes to weddings, we know a lot about weddings on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Okay. Why do we know so much?
I don't know, Tom. I think because I read Bridal Magazine quite a bit.
I wanted you to admit that.
You know, overspending on weddings can cause a lot of fights. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, things that cause fights when you are planning weddings. A lot of guys, though, I think, are just like, you take over and I'll just do whatever you say.
Well, I think overspending is the problem, that one person thinks it's spending, but the other person thinks the very same thing as overspending.
The monogrammed napkins are important.
Okay.
Hey, this is coming from a lady who had monogrammed napkins at her last garage sale.
That's true.
And I'm kidding about that, by the way.
One area of spending is wedding spending versus honeymoon spending.
Oh, yeah.
So most of the time, she wants to spend on the wedding, and he wants to spend on the honeymoon.
Well, in a lot of cases, he doesn't want to spend on any of it.
Well, that's true.
Guys are like, you know, let's save that money.
But if you were to spend to spend, you want to do it on the honeymoon, most likely.
Probably so.
Okay.
Now, I will say, at my wedding, I remember my wife was really good. She would suggest something super expensive, and I would have a heart attack and a hissy fit. And then she would come back with what she had really wanted all along, and I would agree to it. And it was a pretty smooth process.
Well, there's still, you know, the traditional where the bride's family's paying for the wedding.
Yeah, that doesn't happen as much anymore.
Not as much, but still, it does happen.
But how much? Probably 10% of the people, or the people that have a lot of money.
I think the younger people.
Younger.
I think once you're
first wedding,
30 and getting married, your mom's not going to pay for it.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Yeah. When your mom's 18. On a fixed income, she ain't paying for your wedding.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one of the fights that you'll have planning a wedding. Also, where to get married. It's a fight over, we're going to get married in a church or versus the winery.
Oh, don't forget their in-law's backyard.
Okay, well, that's you, Tom.
You can tell I had a lot of input onto how much money we saved on our wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
We had Sonny's barbecue, and we had it in the backyard of her dad's house.
Yeah. Which happened to have this really awesome pool.
It was beautiful. It had a waterfall. But I always saved money. They didn't charge us very much to use that.
Yeah. And you're still married, so that's a good thing.
Right. If we had gotten a big expensive thing, we might be done.
Okay. But churches versus wineries, a lot more wineries have been popping up lately.
Okay.
I know a buddy of mine owns one in Sparta, Tennessee, where I live.
He owns a winery?
He's like, you go out there to his farm, he makes wine. And it's a beautiful place, and people book weddings and parties there all the time.
You're talking about the vineyards.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Okay, not like.
That's a big difference.
Okay.
But he does make wine?
Yeah, he makes wine.
Well, I guess it's a winery of sorts. I just don't want to have to make the wine.
Yeah.
I don't mind having the plants.
But.
To let some grapes run wild.
Okay.
I'm not going to be able to do this, am I?
I don't think so.
Darn.
And then finally they say, and I thought this was really bizarre, most common pre-wedding fights, one person wants to invite an ex.
Oh, wow.
That's got to be a tough one to convince the other person of that.
Yeah, that's not going to be an easy one.
But there's like, well, we're still close friends.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
I would think it should really depend on how your partner feels about it. If they're not comfortable with it, you need to back off of that one because that's just not cool.
I agree. Yeah.
I understand there's some people that they're totally laid back with it, and that's great.
Right.
But both parties need
to be. I
agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but if it's an ex-husband.
A lot of people don't know this, but I think Heidi one day wants to have her ex, walk her down the aisle. Is that right?
Oh, that's so sweet.
I thought about it.
Who gives this woman away? I knew.
Every ex I ever had is standing there going, please take her. Just take her.
She's going to walk down that aisle five times.
There goes Jeff, right? Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, man.
No.
And Larry, he was a nice guy.
Real nice. He still is.
He still is a nice guy.
I like
I see him every week.
Oh, do you really? Oh,
yes.
She still likes him.
Yeah.
No,
he is a nice guy. I mean, he is.
He's
a great guy.
Man, he is. He has to be a great guy.
What
really.
Was he thinking?
I know.
He's asked me that repeatedly.
Okay. Well, have fun planning your wedding.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.